On this Friday afternoon, we're joined by Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Mike, just a couple minutes up front here early in the show. Can you take me through what's happened this week? And then when we come back, we'll talk more in depth about the marketplace.
I think generally speaking, and in a very brief time period, Todd, we got the numbers from USDA that fed the bull in beans, but they did not feed the bull in the corn and the wheat. And therefore, the corn and the wheat turned to the outside markets and turned to the weather for more indications of where their prices were heading. And we saw that as early as the close of report day when the wheat and the corn turned negative. Beans tried to hold in there throughout the week, but come Friday morning, late Thursday night, with China reportedly seeing over 4% inflation in their October CPI, and a failure, essentially a failure at the G20 meeting to resolve some of these currency imbalances between the United States and China, between those two things and a Chinese rate cut then being talked about, that probably forced the beans to follow the rest of the commodity sector and give up on their micro-fundamental bullishness.
We'll come back in just a moment, Mike, and talk with you some more. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. This is the Closing Mark Report. It is a Friday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason coming to you today from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Mike Zuzulo is still on the phone line with us. He's in Lafayette, Indiana, to talk to us about the commodity markets. Mike, when we had finished our discussion up front, you were moving through the microcosm of what's been happening in the soybean market. Do you think that the soybean market has a near-term bottom in it somewhere?
Well, I think it does as long as the outside markets hold pat. I think we've still got the demand push underway, and I think more importantly for the supply side, Todd, I believe that as the week has gone through and passed through, we've seen more increasing worries and concerns about the South American weather. We had some 100-degree temperatures in Argentina earlier in the week. The crop down there is starting to get a little bit vulnerable. Center West Brazil has missed some rains in some key areas. Some areas have gotten plenty of rains, but it has not been the coverage and the amounts that we have wanted, especially the coverage. And so I think the weather market is still very much alive and well in the bean market. Probably the last thing that makes me think the beans can hold up very well if the outside markets don't throw in the towel and investment funds don't throw in the towel is the fact that there's not a lot of beans out there in farmers' hands at this point, I don't think. And what's out there have been sold. And the next big sale is probably not going to come, but from I would guess probably January, February would be the next big selling increment that farmers would be willing to let go of beans. So I think that basis is going to really stay with us and underpin the markets and the beans especially.
Will demand stay strong for the next couple of months?
Well, seasonally it does not because, you know, typically our export sales start to decline, especially with China, because they get their new crop. And there was even talk that they were going to let go of a couple million tons of their own reserves this past week. Haven't seen that actually happen yet. But seasonally we don't keep the demand as strong. I think probably overall we will see it better than normal, especially on these kind of price breaks that we saw at the end of the week. And I say that because even some of the other analysts out there, like ADM, for a perfect example, they did their last conference call on their last earnings report, and they expect that the export market for beans here in the U.S. will actually run longer than normal because the center-west area of Brazil got planted so late. So the export pace here should continue pretty strong into the winter for us. So, yeah, I think overall it will stay strong.
Does this mean in your mind that producers who have beans in storage, whether that's at the elevator or on the farm, should hang on to those beans rather than turn them loose in the next?
That's a great question because, yes, I like keeping 10 beans in the rears at this point. But on the 11 beans, especially with Informa coming out this past week and cutting acreage for 2011 planted bean acres by 2 million in their estimates, I think the trade will be on a hunt now to try and buy bean acres back from corn at this stage. So as we go through the next 30 to 45 days, I'll be wanting to even hedge more 2011 beans. a lot of it will be on paper because a lot of us are scared about the dry weather right now going into the wintertime, but I still like locking in these prices because I think the Board of Trade will have a premium, a big premium, in that 2011 futures market by the time we get into the new year.
Well, on those Informa numbers, do you think they took into account, November beans at this point, and we're talking actually earlier on a Friday morning rather than live today because I'm in Kansas City, but November beans of next year trading where a 12.53 high today and a 12.15, they're down 32 cents at this point, but they rallied pretty sharply. Do you think Informa, when they gave those numbers out, were they working off of the ratio difference, which was pretty sharp in corn and beans as opposed to the closed ratio that has happened in the last week?
I think that, and I also think that they gave up a lot of bean acres to cotton, and that made the bean acres drop a lot. And I think I was thinking about the Informa numbers, and I think generally they're on the right path, that the fast harvest has allowed us to catch up this fall in field work when it was just atrocious this past spring, and farmers did not sit still this fall. They got on it. They got their anhydrous done. They got their chiseling done. So the corn acres are going to be there if Mother Nature's there. Again, the cotton acres are probably overpowering because the revenue is there in the cotton versus the beans down south. But so those things I like about what Informa was talking about, but when it comes right down to it, as a person or an analyst that sends surveys out to my clients in the wintertime, and I'm getting ready to do that, farmers right now haven't had the time to think about it. I think, for the most part, they've been too busy in the fields, and they are watching these markets, and they probably won't make the final determination until they see the February average price for crop insurance. They'll have some good clue by the time we get to Christmas, but I think it's just too early right now to get a hard number for the new crop corn and new crop bean, just because, number one, they're just so busy right now, they haven't, I don't think, given it a lot of thought at this point.
Then you have to watch wheat acres when they come out in January and the double crop potential for soybean.
I talked to a lot of clients this past week and week and a half, and they are seeing a very big problem with their wheat, and they're looking at significant acreage shifts. If the wheat goes into dormancy, as bad as it looks, especially in our state of Indiana, we'll see a lot of that wheat turned over and, I think, planted to the corn. So I think that's where you might pick up some extra corn acres just off of that.
Okay, I only left you a minute. Give me a brief overview of the corn market.
The big thing with corn is that it's the follower, because USDA cut exports, and the export sales and the export inspections are telling us in the trade that the USDA is more right than they're wrong, and the global buyers have not come in. My sources tell me they're not going to come in until the first of the year. So corn's a follower. That's what makes these technical levels in the outside markets and in the wheat so important, because if we lose weekly chart support, then I think we'll see a technical round of fund selling that could take us down another 7 or 8% in the corn market.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Todd. Have a nice show out there.
Oh, we will. Mike Zuzalo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon.